In Atlanta, I am speaking with John Starkey. He is president of U.S. Poultry and Egg Associates, and we're about to kick off this kind of combined international poultry and feed expos. How are things looking, if we want to give a little preview of the conditions, because it was sure not nice in Atlanta recently for another show I attended, but weather's looking good, attendance, anything you might want to talk about in, just in terms of looking ahead?
Well, we got a little rain today and probably tomorrow morning, but then we think we're going to end up in the mid-40s rest of the week and sunny, so that's always a good sign. It looks like it's going to be a really strong show for us. We picked up about 100 exhibitors over last year, about a 20% increase in floor space or so, and left the building with some real strong registration numbers. We've added several educational components this year. We have a salmonella conference, the pet food conference, be back for the third year, and strong registration there. So adding that educational component has really enhanced our attendance, I think.
Well, when you look at it, I understand from a historical perspective, you've had, you know, upwards of close to 20,000 people and a significant percentage of those coming from international outside the U.S.
That's true, and usually about 20% of our attendance, maybe a little more, comes international. And again, it was like the domestic numbers. We had strong pre-registration numbers coming in internationally, both from an exhibitor base and an attendee base. So it could be the best year in several years on the international side.
So looking just maybe an industry comment for poultry in particular, how would you describe kind of the state of the industry right now? And you know, we're going to have a significant percentage of people working in it represented here.
Well, I think everybody's pretty concerned about corn right now. It's getting awful expensive, and that's a cost to us, a big cost to us, of course, and eventually it's going to end up being a cost to the consumer. But that transition in between is always tough on our industry, balancing supplies and demand, and we're right in the middle of that right now.
So besides the educational sessions, we've got really a big trade show that's kind of segmented into different area types of businesses. Anything else about the show this year that you might want people to know?
Well, we're partnering this year with International Paper to have a reception at the aquarium, and we'll have about 2,500 of our closest friends over there at the aquarium for a tour and reception. So we look for it's kind of a little bit more elaborate type of reception we've had in the past, but we've got a lot of interest in that, so we're looking forward to that. That'll be Wednesday night at 5:30 until 8.
All right. Well, thank you very much, John Starkey, giving us a little preview of what to expect at this year's International Poultry and Feed Expos. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.